This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
39 Marquette University staff members were laid off in January as the campus navigated financial losses from COVID-19 and declining enrollment. Rich Kramer reports it's the latest in a series of cost-saving measures that some on campus fear are pulling the state's largest private college away from its commitment to small class sizes, liberal arts education, and even its Jesuit mission.
On a cold, late January day, a group of around 30 faculty, staff, and students gathered outside Marquette's administration building to protest the recent firing of more than three dozen staff members. At the protest, French professor Sarah Gendron was skeptical about claims from campus administrators that no additional layoffs are planned.
They're bragging about it being just 39 cuts at this point. Will there be more? Absolutely.
A Marquette spokeswoman told WPR no administrators would be available for interviews about the layoffs or the 225 employee cuts outlined in the campus's 2022 budget. She said other actions like retirement buyouts and consolidation of administrative positions had addressed budget issues. Savannah Charles is a senior at Marquette and a member of the university's Student Government Association.
Even if this is the end of the firing, we're still quite upset about losing 39 Marquette staff members. I think there are a large number of us who want those positions and individuals reinstated.
Well before the COVID-19 pandemic, Marquette shrunk its staffing in anticipation of projected declines in enrollment. In 2019, it laid off 24 people and left 49 other positions vacant. Marquette President Michael Lovell pointed to a 2018 book written by economist Nathan Graw that predicts a 15% enrollment decline across the Midwest to begin after 2026. During a state legislative hearing last week, Graw told lawmakers that while the number of Wisconsin high school graduates will increase slightly by the middle of this decade, the trend will be short-lived.
And then we see a slide of something like 12%. If we look just south of your border to Illinois, we see a much deeper slide.
The Western Interstate Commission on Higher Education predicts the number of high school graduates in Illinois could fall by 22% by 2037. That's a big deal for Marquette, since that's where the majority of its undergraduate students come from. But some critics say those projections fail to consider that the students who go to college could change. Latin Studies professor Sergio Gonzalez says when Marquette administrators talk about future enrollment declines, they're not talking about growing populations like Milwaukee's or Chicago's Hispanic communities.
What we're talking about is a very specific student population that's shrinking, which is that traditional student population of white, middle to upper class students that have been the normative population for the university for the last few decades.
A defining aspect of Marquette's identity is its Jesuit mission. In an open letter to administrators last month, the campus rector of the Jesuit community noted that a solid grounding in the humanities is indispensable to that mission. Recent Marquette graduate Brooke McArdle says the university is focusing cuts on liberal arts programs while sparing others like business, nursing, and engineering.
They really are doing what a lot of other universities are doing right now, which is unfortunate. They're going where the money is, and that's not what it means to be Jesuit. That's actually quite the opposite.
Marquette's administrators won't say where the cuts have been made, but the university's 2022 budget mentions 10 new positions in the fields of health sciences and nursing. Professor and Academic Senate Chair Sumana Chattopadhyay doesn't believe the campus's mission is in jeopardy, but she understands the confusion and fear some employees have felt as administration worked to cut spending while also carrying a budget surplus from the previous year.
We did communicate to the leadership that maybe it had to be communicated in a better way so that people did not have that kind of anxiety or anger.
Marquette is far from the only university that's making budget changes based on its projections for the future. The question may be whether students, faculty, and administrators agree on what that future should look like. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.